the director you work with for this and working with John, they wanted to create kind of a safe environment for you guys to improvise a lot. Did you feel, were you comfortable or were you nervous? I mean, this is for your first film. What
was I was like? Comfortable.
I was comfortable too because, you know, almost instantly it's like kind of a family.
Yeah, everyone was so nice and they treated us
when
so
you,
nice.
When you have good people surrounding you, it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
So they kind of took you in and it felt like a family. It didn't feel like
the crew. Yeah.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, when you're able to forget the equipment, it's very helpful. So that takes away, you know, all nervousness really.
And is that easy when they're, you know, were they further away or were they kind of in your face?
Sometimes they were kind of in our face when they had close-ups, just us, like. Maybe when we were at the dinner table, you would still have to be in the scene with everyone else because you would still be talking. The camera would be like right over your shoulder, going to the other person.
How did you two get discovered?
Auditions.
From auditioning?
Yeah.
So had you auditioned for a lot of other things before this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in
I've
a couple of commercials.
For
yeah.
A long time. So. Yeah, even though this is my first feature film, I've been acting for a long time before this.
Why do you think you guys got this one?
I don't know.
You obviously stood out.
Maybe because she's more of a serious person, and that was Heidi.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of, like,
the fun
funny.
One.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think...
She's fun, too.
We're a lot like our characters, except... It's
a
like
little bit different.
Our characters are kind of the same, except... What's the word I'm looking for? Kind of magnified, kind of?
Okay. Do you have a sister?
Exaggerated?
Yeah, I have a sister. They're both the same age.
She's actually a big sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a big sister, too.
So you both have sisters?
Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle. I have a brother and a sister.
Okay. So did it feel... Because obviously in the film, you two were very sisterly. Did it feel like that in real life?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of took to each other that way?
Jackie's more, my sister Jackie. She's crazier than me, and I'm pretty crazy. So I kind of felt like, sometimes I feel like Heidi after the movie, because we share a room, and she's a slob.
Uh-huh.
So I have to pick up her clothes and stuff sometimes. So
you're thinking of yourself as Heidi?
Yeah, sometimes.
In everyday life.
It was really neat. Your role felt kind of like you weren't really acting at all. It kind of seemed like you were just
sort of
having fun and being you.
Yeah.
And you were kind of more the voice of reason, and it's like you didn't really know what was going on, but you kind of knew what was going on even without
saying. Yeah, she's got a good idea, because the way I think of it is that there are these clues everywhere, really. And, you know, the audience knows, so
And then the scene where you finally find out and he tells you toward the end of the movie, I thought it was really interesting. They muted it.
Yeah,
you
it didn't
hear.
Used to be muted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was all dialogue there.
Because I thought that was actually pretty effective, because that's difficult, you're upset, you're yelling, and they muted it. It's not so much, I guess...
Yeah, and then there's just a little music or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. Because you're kind of like the whole movie, you're waiting, like, all right, when's he going to tell them? How's he going to tell them? And how are they going to react? I thought that was neat how they did that. So what's next? Do you want to be doing more feature films like this, or what kind of work?
I think it's fun. I would definitely want to do more.
I would like to do more, but for me it would have to be the right project.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not just going to, like, run out and do anything that's thrown my way.
Yeah.
I'm taking my time. I'd rather not do something for, I don't know, 2 years. So that way, like, when something nice does come along.
And what is the right project?
Oh. You know, I haven't... What would be the right project for you?
I don't know.
That's an easy fix. Turn the question.
I don't know. I don't know.
I would think a Michel Gondry film or Tim Burton.
Okay.
Or the director of Emily.
Okay.
I really like his stuff.
Emily.
His name is escaping me, but he seems like a very good director.
What has this film done for, you know, your real life in terms of your friends and your family, and, you know, how are people taking that in terms of, like, being your first feature film?
They haven't really changed at all.
They're the same with you?
Yeah, because just because I'm in a movie doesn't mean they have to treat me better.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not better than anyone else.
Has it been like that for you, too?
Yeah, I mean...
And both of you grew up in Chicago, right?
Yes.
I grew up in right out of Chicago, in River Grove.
In a suburb.
I've lived inside Chicago my whole life.
What do you think about being in Chicago that, you know, did that help you or hurt you, like, as opposed to if you were in L.A. or New York?
It's nice to come home every night.
Yeah.
I like that. But it was pretty far, some of the locations.
Yeah.
It was... There was this running joke with the crew that, you know, it'd be in Wisconsin next or something, because it was just so far. There was this one place.
And they made this t-shirt, it was black, and then since we went to Enchanted Gardens, which was Cypress Gardens, they had a dead bunny in the road, and then our car riding over it.
It says, like,
and then the license
parking.
Place.
457 miles, something like
that. Yeah, and then on the license plate it said Grace is gone or something. And then there was a dead buddy.
They were in, like, surrounding suburbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, for me, surrounding suburbs is, like, Wilmette and Evanston. Yeah. But those were really far. I mean, I was not used to seeing so much roadkill.
Oh, you saw a lot?
A ton.
Yeah.
It was crazy. There was, like, awful.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
we hit it.
You know, I would, yeah. Grace and her mom ran over one that was already dead.
It was already dead, but the semi just hit it. This was in front of our tutor. We were in back of her, and she ran over it, and then we hit it.
Hmm.
And then our car went boom, boom. And
yeah, I heard it was really messy and gross.
Yeah, and we had to clean our car. And someone had to go under her car and get all the stuff off.
Yeah, sometimes I would try and guess what animal it used to be. Just because it was so long, I had nothing really done.
What was it like working with John?
He was nice. He was kind of fun. He was fun, too. He was kind of quiet, too. He's kind of shy.
Did he feel fatherly? Is he similar or different than your dad?
Very different than
very
my dad.
Different. Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very different.
But he played the role well, I think. You know, it kind of seemed like he didn't really know how to be your mom.
Yeah.
In the film, and you know, he'd missed that, and he was kind of struggling.
Helped him that he doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
Because then it makes it more awkward when he's trying to interact with the kids on film.
And I thought it was pretty interesting, because usually, like, in a film, or usually a situation like that, the husband goes away and leaves the
mm-hmm.
kids at home with the mom, and this one reversed it, which was pretty interesting. I thought it told that other story that you don't really talk about. So what attracted you to the film? Like, what about the story attracted you to?
Well, we both have the same agent, so we both auditioned for it. But originally, they were looking for real sisters.
Okay.
So... You know, I read the sides and stuff, and so I gave it a go. I have a little sister.
And, she kind of looks like me, so.
Mm-hmm. They look actually very similar, except Gracie is
older.
I'm
10.
Yeah, my sister will be 7 this year. But
yeah.
At the time, she was too young, so. Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, you felt like you were a real sister.
I didn't read the whole script. It wasn't available for me to read until after we got the part.
Yeah. We couldn't read the beginning because...
Oh, wait, no. I take that back. Yeah, never mind.
The way this director worked, was there a lot of rehearsing and a lot of takes, or was there a lot
Yeah, there were a lot of takes.
There were a lot of takes?
He said, like, okay, one more, and there were, like, 10 more. But he made it good. Practice and... keep on taking and taking.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it good.
So. To make it feel natural, even though you have to do it 10 times like that?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
I didn't mind doing it over again.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes I almost wanted to do it again.
And did he allow for a lot of, because I know there were some scenes that you really improv that weren't initially, you know, did he allow for that, or did he really want to stick really strictly to the...
He said that, because I didn't talk too much, so he just said to do what, like, do what you think Don would do, or just be wild and crazy.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
The scene in the movie where John tells us that we can go to Enchanted Gardens, that was actually, we had done that scene weeks before, and I think we were in Florida then, and we're like, hey, let's do this scene, and do it however you want. So I was kind of surprised to see it in the movie because it was almost like a blooper, as someone would call it. So it kind of made me laugh.
Why'd they pick there? Had you ever been there before?
Been where?
It's like, it was originally Cypress Gardens, but they had to change the sign and everything to Enchanted Gardens.
Because that was fictional, right?
Yeah, it's fictional.
But they used Cypress Gardens? Where's that?
Florida. In Tampa.
Yeah.
Because I know when he mentioned that, you really wanted to go there, and like you were kind of, your character
was not in the original script.
Well, you kind of didn't believe him.
Because he was really being crazy right then, and that was me laughing, not Heidi laughing, so that's why I was surprised to see it in there, because I just could not stop laughing. Because he's like, well, what if we do? Like that. Uh-huh. And then he's like, well, what if we do? That was the take that they wound up using, so.
And I think that must have been a really tough character for him because he was so tense and so serious through the whole film, and, you know, you're kind of like just happy-go-lucky and you're like always happy, and he's always kind of serious and strict, and it was neat seeing how you worked together with totally different, like, emotional states like that, I thought. So this film's obviously about war, even though I thought it was really neat how they never mentioned Iraq in it. What do you think about kind of the state of where we are today in terms of like what does this mean today and what was the statement for that today?
I don't know.
That's a tough question. I don't mean to get political, but...
Oh, that's fine. Well, I think it shouldn't have started in the first place.
Yeah.
It's definitely gone on too long, and... Also, they say it's to protect us, but I mean, it's not really. And anyone, well, not anyone, you can just tell that that's really not what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating that they keep, you know, saying that, you know.
And you know, when people see this film, what kind of, what do you think their reaction is going to be? Or what do you think? What would you want there to be?
I think they're going to be kind of sad, and then they're going to laugh at some parts, especially at the one scene where she starts laughing, and she couldn't stop.
So kind of a happy, sad message.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will realize that people are dying for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing... For the government to lie, but it's another thing for people to be dying for a lie, and believing, you know.
Yeah, I don't think
it's just very sad.
I don't think they should be
out
there.
These are humans. They're being wasted.
But I'm kind of afraid to, like, if the war stops and then they just come attack us again.
I think it's just making it worse.
Yeah, because they keep on fighting.
It's almost like giving them a reason.